Studio 360.
Before we end the show, I'd like to make a case for trimming an existing category, Best Picture. It's not that I'm a praise withholder by nature. My first job after college was working for a movie critic, and then I became an architecture critic. So I'm just aware of a certain occupational hazard of being a cultural gatekeeper. When your job is sifting through hundreds of movies or records or books or whatever every year, the majority of what you see or hear or read is gonna suck. When the rare, pretty good new thing comes along, it's tempting to go overboard, like a hobo on a ham sandwich, as they say. But I think the grade inflation around Hollywood from critics as well as the Academy has reached a new peak. A lot of B-plus and even B work is getting an A. How come? I think because serious-minded critics and people in the movie industry are overcompensating in reaction to a Hollywood now so dominated by big, loud, spectacular franchise fantasy. Of last year's 50 top box office movies, 90% were of the Justice League, Kong, Fate of the Furious, Power Rangers variety. And so, realistic but so-so movies get more acclaim from critics and awards voters than they deserve, especially if they're by filmmakers who've done good work previously. That's why the reviews of Noah Baumbach's not-great Meyerowitz stories last fall were 92% positive, according to Rotten Tomatoes, and why Aaron Sorkin's meh screenplay for Molly's Game is up for a Best Screenplay Academy Award.
You disapprove of me.
It's not personal.
And why Christopher Nolan's epic but underwhelming Dunkirk has 8 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director.
What has happened is a colossal military disaster.
Or take Phantom Thread. Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis is always a pleasure to watch. Yes, writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson is always interesting. Yes, the movie looks gorgeous. But why such over-the-top praise and the Oscar nominations for Best Picture and Best Director? Because Phantom Thread is perverse and baffling, effete and neurasthenic, like its main character. In other words, it's arty, which in this era of cartoony cinematic spectacle passes easily for great art, a masterpiece.
Maybe you have no taste.
The other big factor this year that led to some imperfect movies being overpraised are our current politics. The main characters in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri are an angry and beleaguered white rural working class woman and an out-of-control white racist cop. And the story centers on a rape the police maybe haven't taken seriously enough.
Seems to me the local police department is too busy eating Krispy Kreme to solve actual crime.
Sure, terrific performances by Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell. But because the movie embodies so many of today's big zeitgeist themes, I think it seemed better than it is, more important. And thus won the British Oscar for Best Picture and is up for 7 Oscars on Sunday, including Best Picture and Best Screenplay. Or Mudbound, a familiar by-the-book story of race relations in the 1940s South, and a horrific white supremacist villain.
I don't know what they let you do over there, but you're in Mississippi now. You use the back door.
I think if we didn't have a president who encourages horrific white supremacists, Mudbound might not have gotten 96% positive reviews and a Best Screenplay nomination. That same president called Meryl Streep, quote, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. I disagree. But her current picture, The Post, directed by Steven Spielberg, definitely one of this year's most overrated movies.
Thank you, Arthur, for your frankness.
Because if we didn't have a president slagging and threatening the press, including The Washington Post specifically, I don't think The Post would have been rushed into production a year ago or now be a Best Picture nominee. What's more, especially right now, of course critics and journalists nostalgically swoon for a story where journalists are the perfectly heroic white knights. The Motion Picture Academy has actually encouraged the looser standards. Remember when there were only 5 Best Picture nominees? That's how they did it for 65 years until 2009, when the rules changed to allow as many as 10. So I got to thinking, what if they still limited it to 5 Best Picture finalists? Which 4 of this year's 9 nominees shouldn't make that cut? If it were up to me, I'd eliminate The Post and Dunkirk and Darkest Hour and either 3 Billboards or Phantom Thread. But what do you think? Which were this year's 5 Best Picture pictures? Let us know. Hashtag only 5 Best Pictures, that's only number 5 Best Pictures. On social media, we're at Studio 360 Show, that's hashtag only 5 Best Pictures.